Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting 6th. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting 8th. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting 8th. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ray Pote. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Pote. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive towards first. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball four. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pote fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pote moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive to center field. West throws towards Latigiani. Latigiani fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Latigiani. Pote scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Sam West. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pote fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dario Latigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Latigiani hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Latigiani reaches second base with a double. Hoag scores. It's 3-1. White Sox. Jim Bagby now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Latigiani moves to third. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Mueller now playing center field. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoag. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Hoag steals second. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dickey bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hogue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Hogue reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lottigiani for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mac hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mac moves to third. Otto Denning pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. Mack scores. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Denning moves to second. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a line drive towards first. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Allie Reynolds now pitching. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-3 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.